For weeks now, the United States has been warning Iran not to undermine the interim government in Afghanistan. U.S. officials charge that some forces in Iran have channeled money, weapons, and fighters into Afghanistan in order to manipulate the political process there. The primary gateway for Iranian influence is through the city of Herat, in Afghanistan's northwest corner, just 80 miles from the Iranian border. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that Iran is a concern in Herat, but not the only concern.
At 10 o'clock at night, Herat's electricity shuts down. The city goes dark, a curfew is in place, and there's little traffic on the streets. They are left to gunmen at checkpoints and barking dogs. This is when Ismail Khan likes to work. Ismail Khan is the warlord of Herat. He has been fighting in and around Herat for more than 20 years. A day after the Taliban abandoned the city in mid-November, Ismail Khan returned in triumph to take control. As for the concerns of the United States about Iranian influence, Khan says with a more than 500-mile-long common border, its longtime support for guerrilla fighters here, and its stronger economy, Iran is naturally an important part of life in this region of Afghanistan.
The tension between America and Iran should not be a cause for the people who are living in Herat only because of having a combined border with Iran.
Ismail Khan denies that Iran is financing or supplying military forces in Herat, but Khan's men are some of the best outfitted troops in Afghanistan. Iranian trucks are pouring across the border with commercial goods for Herat's bustling shops and stalls. Iran is helping to finance the reconstruction of the single road that runs to Herat. But there are those here who say Iran's role is more sinister. Back in late November, after the Taliban left the city, thousands of people gathered in a mosque to discuss Afghanistan's future. Many were supporters of the long-deposed king of Afghanistan, Zahir Shah. Armed men broke up the demonstration and several people were jailed. Among them was this man, who would not give his name. He said Ismail Khan's soldiers worked together with Iranian agents to stop the meeting at the mosque.
There were Afghans who lived in Iran and around the mosque, and also the Iranian police themselves, and they were around the mosque on that day. And Iran doesn't want Zahir Shah and doesn't want people offer their support from Zahir Shah in Herat city.
Some political forces in Iran may not want the deposed king of Afghanistan to return to power because they too overthrew a king, the Shah of Iran, 23 years ago, and might fear the precedent of a king returning to political power just next door. The deposed king of Afghanistan is also a favorite among many Pashtuns here. Ismail Khan is a Tajik, one of the important ethnic groups of the north. This ethnic split is another issue troubling Herat. Local Pashtuns say when Ismail Khan's troops took control of the city, they jailed more than 500 Pashtuns, seizing many of their houses and cars. The trouble came to a head this past week when the Pashtun leaders of two southern provinces, Kandahar and Helmand, sent a delegation to Herat, protected by their own Kalashnikov-toting gunmen, to lodge a complaint with Ismail Khan. One of the leaders of the Pashtun delegation is called Sher Mohammed.
The Pashtun people of Herat province, they are very tired, and they were looted, and they are in jail now, and we asked Ismail Khan to release them.
The two sides met several times this week, and they did create a commission to look into the problems that divide the two communities. But Ismail Khan insists those in jail are not ordinary Pashtuns. They are Taliban murderers, he says, who must be held accountable for their past crimes.
The Afghan people, Tajik and Pashtuns, Shia and Sunnis, have been living friendly for a long time. No Pashtun has been intimidated since the victory here. There is no any Pashtun except Taliban who had taken part in bloodshedding of the people.
Much has improved in Herat. Girls are back in school. Music can once again be heard on the streets. It is no longer banned as it was under the Taliban. The shops are full of goods and appear to be doing a brisk business. Streets are cleaner than in other cities of Afghanistan, and reconstruction has already begun. Still, people are nervous about the future, like this teacher, Mohammed Munif, at the Herat Pedagogical Institute. He would like to see international security forces deployed to Herat, as they are now in Kabul.
We will be more confident about the government's planning here and also collection of guns from people. We will be more confident that the world will hear our difficulties, they will know about our problems.
With factional fighting already erupting in Afghanistan, it is not surprising that many would worry about this city's tensions descending into violence once more. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Herat, Afghanistan.